was just going to say real quick.
Their album, this is on the phone.
Hi, thank you for contacting Arch for Housing Assistance to help determine the best program for you and your needs. I have a short assessment I would like to complete with you. The answers will help us determine how we can provide support. Most questions require yes or no, while other questions require a one-word answer. The information collected will be submitted into the Homeless Management Information Systems. So you don't have to go to the agencies all over the town to get on the waiting list. You only have to fill out this paperwork one time. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, are you ready?
Hey. Yes,
okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't get the whole, what you were saying, the whole part of what you're saying. Somebody gave me this number, I've run into a bad situation, and I'm trying to find somewhere to move to, like, it's a very desperate situation. Supposed to be moved by Monday, and I'm trying to find somewhere. I've been riding all around trying to find somewhere, but I don't know how much it's gonna cost to get into somewhere. I don't know. Do y'all help find the places, or do y'all just help assist in the financial part of it?
So we assist with finding places.
With finding places, okay.
May I have your first and last name, please?
Yes, sir. It's Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y, Gale, G-A-L-E.
Okay. One moment. Okay, and what type of service are you requesting? Would you like rehousing, emergency shelter, or prevention?
Rehousing. I rented the place that I've been renting. The woman has not fixed the water correctly, and we've been out there for about 6 months, and now she told me either I gotta fix it or move. So
after, yeah, may I have your phone number?
Yes, it's 334-201-3956.
Do you have an email address that you'd like to provide?
Yes, sir, you can put that down too. It's msgale2012@gmail.com.
Okay, and may I have your social, please? This is optional. If you do not wish to provide that, you do not have to.
No, that's fine. 423-13-7101.
Are you a veteran or a military dependent?
No, sir.
What is your date of birth?
It's 7/17/78.
Okay, and may I have your primary race? That is also optional if you do not wish to answer. You don't have to.
What?
Okay. And may I have your zip code?
35045.
What city do you live in?
Right now, Clanton.
And what county do you live in?
Chilton.
Can you spell that for me, please?
C-H-I-L.
G-O-N.
T-O-N. And what was your last address?
You want the address that I'm, the one I'm talking about that I'm at now?
Yes.
Okay, it's 1764 County Road 358, Clanton, Alabama, 35045.
Okay, thank you. 045. So you are still currently at this address, correct?
Yeah, but they're Monday, like I said, that the water's not hooked up out there right, and they're coming to cut the power off if all that stuff wasn't fixed, and it's a massive amount of stuff that's got to be fixed out there. It's a well, and it's the pump messed up on it. And Monday, they're coming, the health inspector's coming out there, and they're bringing the power people's going to cut the lights off and lock the box, so they're going to cut the electricity off Monday.
Okay. Have you been laid off from work or lost unemployment?
No, I work part-time.
Have you applied for the Emergency Rental Assistance Program?
No, sir, I haven't. I didn't know any. I did not even know that that existed.
Okay. Did you receive an eviction notice during a time when there was an eviction moratorium in place?
No, I don't think so. No. Oh, you're talking about when during the COVID? Yeah. Yeah, technically, I did. The place we moved from before, they evicted me during that time.
Are you the head of household or another member in a family?
Yeah. No, I'm a head of household.
How many adults are with you?
My son, he's 21, and then my baby is 16.
Okay, and so that is one adult, one child. If you are comfortable entering, and because we want to provide you as much help as possible, have you received your COVID vaccine?
Put your book bag and stuff.
Yes.
Put your book bag and stuff.
Do you have a documented disability?
No.
And what is your monthly income?
I make about $150 a week, $150, $160 a week.
Okay. So it's about $600 a month. And any type of housing need that you would prefer?
Any type of
housing? Yes, as you prefer.
I don't know if this is something that you can do, but I do have a couple of dogs that are fixed and housebroken. I would prefer it to be somewhere where I could keep those. But other than that, I don't care, house, trailer, it don't matter.
All right. Okay, so this is just a disclaimer that StarCrunch.com is not responsible for the privacy response submitted. And the owner of this service is entirely responsible for maintaining the privacy. Now, let's see. I will go ahead and submit that. So your case has been submitted, and you will receive a follow-up call in the next few days. If you have any additional questions at the assessment, please call
334-273-06. Hold on
just
a minute so I can write that down.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I will not remember it at all. I got a pen on here somewhere. Got something right way. All right, baby, go ahead. Say it one more time. What's the number?
334.
Yes, sir.
273.
Uh-huh.
0668.
Okay.
And so like option two.
Like option two. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you said they'll give me a call back, right?
Yes, within the next few days. Okay. But if you have any questions during that time, just go ahead and call them.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
It was my absolute pleasure. Their office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And I'd like to thank you for calling Alabama Rural Coalition.
All right. Thank you. Have a blessed evening.
You too.
Thank you.